KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night, it was Abraham Lincoln downing Atlantic by a final of 14-4 in five innings. Corning defeated Shenandoah 5-0. Creston over Wayne 7-1. Walnut doubled up Villisca 8-4. Trainer defeating Audubon 7-2. Missouri Valley got a perfect game from Tiffany Hausch in a 1-0 win over Tri-Center. St. Albert beat Thomas Jefferson 1-0. Exira EHK a 10-0 winner over Cam. Orient Maxburg beat Murray 4-2. Charter Oak U a 9-3 winner over IKM Manning. And Des Moines Christian beat Coon Rapids Bayard 7-1. In boys baseball locally last night, it was Kemper Catholic edging Harlan 5-3. Waukee big over Creston 18-0. Shenandoah beat Corning 8-5. Denison over Thomas Jefferson 11-1. Walnut beat Villisca in six innings 17-6. Trainer a 16-7 winner over Audubon. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley in five innings 14-2. Nottoway Valley outscored Adair Casey 12-7. Orient Maxburg 11-7 winners over Murray. Carroll beat Boone in nine innings 2-1. Coon Rapids Bayard over Boyer Valley in five innings 13-3. And in eight innings, Logan Magnolia outlasting West Harrison 4-3 last night. In Major League Baseball, something has gotten into the Mets recently, turning them into an offensive terror. The onslaught continued with a 16-9 beating of Detroit on Wednesday. New York has scored 30 runs in consecutive wins against the Tigers. Their 52 runs in the last four games is a club record. Scott Hairston had a bases-clearing triple, while Daniel Murphy and Angel Pagan each drove in four runs in the 20-hit attack. Miguel Cabrera went deep twice for the Tigers, who actually out-homered the Mets 5-0 and still came up seven runs short. Raul Ibanez hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the seventh inning, giving Philadelphia a 2-1 win over Boston. The Major League-leading Phillies have taken two straight from the Red Sox in a series billed as a World Series preview. Ibanez was 3-for-3 with two knocked in, falling a triple short of the cycle. Elsewhere in Major League action, Ricky Nolasco tossed a five-hitter in Florida's 3-0 win over Oakland. Pinch hitter Aramis Ramirez singled in the winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Cubs a 2-1 win over San Francisco. Chris Carpenter scattered seven hits for his second complete game of the season as the St. Louis Cardinals top Baltimore 5-1. Davey Johnson is winless in three games as Washington manager after the Nationals were swept by the Angels 1-0. A.J. Pierzynski drove in his second run of the game with a sac fly in the ninth inning, giving the White Sox a 3-2 win over Colorado. Russell Martin's three-run homer paced the Yankees to a 5-2 win over Milwaukee. Orlando Cabrera had a season-high four hits, scored twice, and drove in a run in Cleveland's 6-2 win over Arizona. Ian Kinsler homered twice for the first time in almost 2 years to lead Texas to a 3-2 win over Houston. Ryan Hannigan hit a three-run homer to lead Cincinnati to a 4-3 win over Tampa Bay. Also last night, it was the Minnesota Twins getting a 1-0 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Rookie Anthony Rizzo hit a two-run single in San Diego's 4-1 win over Kansas City. Freddie Freeman had three hits, including a two-run single as Atlanta topped Seattle 5-3. And Yunel Escobar doubled home the tie-breaking run in the seventh inning to give Toronto a 2-1 win over Pittsburgh. In other baseball news, Derek Jeter could be ready to resume his chase for 3,000 hits by early next week. General Manager Brian Cashman said if all goes well over the next couple of days, Jeter might begin a minor league rehab assignment Saturday. Jeter could be ready to join the Yankees for the start of a series in Cleveland on Monday. He's just six hits shy of 3,000. The Yankees have reacquired reliever Sergio Mitre in a trade with Milwaukee for cash. The right-hander was traded 2 days after the Brewers designated him for assignment. The Yankees sent Mitre to Milwaukee for reserve outfielder Chris Dickerson during spring training. Mitre went 0-1 with a .327 earned run average in 22 appearances for the Brewers. Seattle's starting rotation took a hit when left-hander Eric Bedard was placed on the 15-day disabled list with a sprained left knee. Struggling reliever Ryan Franklin has been given his unconditional release by the St. Louis Cardinals. Franklin was 1-4 with an .846 earned run average and one save in 16 games this season. Arizona Diamondbacks also plan to give Melvin Mora his unconditional release today, according to manager Kirk Gibson. The 39-year-old third baseman is hitting .228 on the season. In basketball news, Creighton coach Greg McDermott has hired Sioux City East High School coach Jeff Vanderloo as his new director of basketball operations. Vanderloo replaces Eric Crawford, who left this week for an assistant coaching job at Northern Iowa. Vanderloo has spent the past 19 seasons at Sioux City East, leading the Black Raiders to 295 wins and 8 state tournament appearances. He's the winningest boys basketball coach in Sioux City history. The summer basketball circuit is almost here, and once again, the NCAA wants to keep the AAU scene's explosive growth in check. More than 230 NCAA-approved events are scheduled over two separate 10-day recruiting periods, starting on July the 6th. Events like the Nike Peach Jam in South Carolina and LeBron James Skills Academy in his hometown of Akron draw hundreds of college coaches and their assistants. The NCAA is working to rewrite its men's basketball recruiting rules in an effort to put less emphasis on the summer all-star events. The latest effort comes after conference commissioners asked the NCAA to entirely scrap the July recruiting period. An NCAA panel is instead expected to recommend a reduction in July recruiting, but not its outright elimination. Negotiators for the NBA owners and players are facing a deadline today for the expiration of the collective bargaining agreement, with the threat of a lockout looming. Those two sides are set to meet in an attempt to reach an agreement, although they remain far apart on most of the major issues. The owners could lock out the players for the first time since the 1998-99 season was reduced to 50 games. The Trailblazers have offered former number one draft pick Greg Oden an $8.8 million qualifying offer to stay in Portland. That means the constantly injured 7-foot center becomes a restricted free agent. The Blazers can match any other offer made for Oden. Oden didn't play this past season after microfracture surgery on his left knee. The former Ohio State star has played in only 82 games over parts of two seasons, averaging just under 10 points and 7 rebounds. Former Atlanta Hawks coach Mike Woodson will interview for the Detroit Pistons job for a second time. A person with knowledge of the situation, speaking on the condition of anonymity because the team's not commenting on the coaching search, said Woodson is set to interview again today. Detroit fired coach John Keister on June the 5th. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and players boss Demoris Smith will have some company when they resume talks aimed at ending the NFL lockout today. They'll be joined by owners and players. That's according to people familiar with the situation. Goodell and Smith addressed NFL rookies in Florida Wednesday morning and then returned to Minneapolis to resume the latest round of discussions in the four-month-old lockout. The latest round of talks began on Tuesday. And today is Ladies' Day at Wimbledon, with women's semifinal action taking center stage. Former champ Maria Sharapova is taking on Sabine Lisicki for a spot in the championship match. Sharapova won their only meeting earlier this year, losing just two games in the straight sets victory. The other semifinal has fourth-seeded Victoria Azarenka against Petra Kvitova for the second year in a row at the All England Club. Kvitova won last year in straight sets. Those two have split their previous four matches. The big news out of the men's quarterfinal play yesterday was the loss of six-time champ Roger Federer to Joe Wilfred Tsonga in five sets. Federer fell after winning the first two sets. The others advancing were defending champ Rafael Nadal, second-seeded Novak Djokovic, and Andy Murray. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.